Hello and welcome to today's Modern Materials Handling Podcast. This is an event where we're going to discuss how warehouse and DC managers can stack, store, and save valuable floor space by putting a tote stacker to work inside your operations. My name is Michael Levins, and I'm Group Editorial Director of Peerless Media Supply Chain Group, which of course includes Modern Materials Handling Magazine. And today I'm joined by Jim Page and Matt Kent. Now, Jim is Tote Stacker, D-Stacker Sales Manager at Huron Technology Corp and has 40 years of experience in sales and support for commercial and industrial equipment. And Matt is Tote Stacker D-Stacker Application Specialist with Huron, and he has 23 years of experience in technology and materials handling technology, and has a long history with the team at Huron Technology, which of course is a manufacturer of material handling equipment for positioning, dispensing, and moving products to address complex market needs. Guys, we're thrilled to have you with us today. Well, I don't think I have to remind anyone joining us today how the pandemic has acted as a great accelerator for the adoption of new processes and automation necessary to streamline operations to meet these unprecedented e-commerce demands. And over the course of today's podcast, we're going to dive into how the Tote Stacker D-Stacker automates the ability to increase storage density of empty totes and is ideal for high-volume tote handling applications to improve worker process efficiency and minimize the use of floor space. But before we drill down into the Tote Stacker solution itself, let's set the table from 30,000 feet through the unique viewpoint of these two industry veterans.
Well, thanks for having us, Mike. If you take a look, like it or not, our shopping habits have been forced to change over the last year. And what we're seeing now is malls declaring bankruptcy, and all that commerce is shifting, or quite a bit of it is shifting, to the e-commerce business. And the e-commerce business right now is in a frenetic state of build-out. There are people that are scrambling to produce more square footage and take on more products in their DC and ship products quickly. So it's a very fast-paced business right now. And we're there to help people try to keep up with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, from that situation, guys, what residual supply chain challenges or strains do you see that are continuing to linger as we make our way through through recovery? Of course, that square footage issue is only going to grow. Guys, could you touch on that a little bit, on some of those challenges we're going to see as we go through recovery?
Yeah, I can touch on that and follow up with Matt, maybe. Everybody is in a quick build-out position right now. Everybody knows that the labor force it's hard to hire people right now. And this is really forcing end users in the market to react, and that reaction is automation. And if they want to continue to survive, thrive, then the automation is the path to get there.
Right.
Matt, anything on that?
Well, I agree. Automation will help e-commerce and some of the other businesses that we do business with achieve the expected time frames on turnaround of goods and services that that people have. So definitely that's something that we are trying to help fulfill the needs of.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, guys, let's talk about that solution a little bit. We did touch on that labor issue, obviously, that square footage problem that's associated with distribution facilities these days. We know that's slowing down the process, right? With order time ramping up and just everything's just so hectic right now. So let's talk about a solution, right? So any suggestions as how to solve those challenges, specifically when it comes to totes? And we do feel and we do see that happening so much more often these days with all this activity. What's a good solution?
Well, what we are trying to offer is a a tote stacker and destacker for companies that have goods that are not cased or whatnot and are handled in totes. Many of these facilities have hundreds, if not thousands, in their facility to move goods from essentially storage areas into shipping. And as the products get to shipping, the storage of those totes take up physical space, and we're trying to maximize what we can and minimize the footprint of a number of these totes.
So I'm sorry,
might add there that along with the physical space, that was our main driver of this product when we introduced it. But then you start coupling the labor shortage. And then, you know, for a while, people were talking about, well, I don't need anybody to handle my totes, so no personal contact. So we believe that all of this has pushed the tote stacker to the forefront of tote automation.
So it was completely being overlooked, but you guys saw a terrific opportunity there to automate in that space, to streamline and make so much more efficient. Let's get into some of the details on Tote Stacker. For example, like, what's the maximum throughput of the Tote Stacker? I've seen some video and it moves very quickly, but what's that throughput?
Well, that throughput depends on the tote and how fast you want to go. Now, we say that we can get 20 totes a minute throughput. Now, we've been higher than that because we've run into a very sturdy tote and can start pushing that 30 a minute. And then we have other options of the tote that if a person doesn't need to go that fast, we can do a 10 tote per minute. So there's variations of the equipment, but we find that somebody that wants to go 10 to 20, that seems to be the slot where people are looking to get to. Matt, anything?
It is very tote specific, and ultimately, tote's a plastic box, and it's light. So as it's conveyed, it bounces around as it hits stops and locating position. So that truly is the factor when it comes to speed. Our piece of equipment moves extremely fast, and we try to finesse the speed that we can get out of these for the maximum efficiency that we had talked about earlier.
Now I'm thinking too, square footage, I mean, it does take up some space, obviously, but it's such an issue, as we discussed earlier. You know, what's the footprint then, or how much floor space will the tote stacker need to be efficient?
The units themselves for tote stacking and destacking are not significantly larger than the tote stack itself. Where it really comes into play is, and normally we stack 10 high, and you can physically fit 10 totes in the physical footprint of one. So that's truly the area that we are trying to maximize there.
Hey, Mike, can I talk about totes a little bit?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're involved in a project right now that the customer wants to stack 20 high, and we can do that. But there's issues on totes. When you start stacking, then you get a little top heavy, and when you start conveying those totes, maybe around a curve or a bend, you know, what's the issue there of maybe tipping over? So we take a hard look at each tote. And see how we're going to address how high we can stack. The other thing, when customers evaluate totes, you know, they think, or some people think it's just a plastic box. That nests down when stored. But if you turn that 180 degrees, some of those totes stack. So we had to come up with a turntable, if you will, that senses if the tote coming down the line to be stacked is in the wrong position, the turntable will turn it to the right position. So it will go in and nest. So there's many variables of the totes. Some have folding lids on them. So our first question to customers is, what type of tote are you using? And then how fast you want to go.
So really, guys, we're looking at a custom-built solution here from what I'm hearing, right? So you're going in, listening to customers' needs, seeing what they need.
Correct.
And again, this isn't one size fits all. Also, too, Jimmy, the idea of safety, we were talking about stacking so high and just in the speed as well. I mean, it's got to be an ongoing concern, right? Safety is always an ongoing concern in every environment. So how did you guys approach that? So how does ToteStacker provide or improve safety to workers in this situation?
Sure. Matt, you want to talk about guarding and things like that?
We do that. Absolutely. We work with our customers and understand their application specific needs, mm-hmm. And do build to the application. Obviously, we do have a number of standard designs that we incorporate while we're doing that. So as we are working with our customers, we're determining some of those pitfalls or certain things. Our units specifically are fully enclosed with guarding, trying to minimize operator access. Mm-hmm. And the intent of a ToteStacker is not to have a whole lot of operator access.
Right. Sure.
And that itself will help safety, therefore eliminating or at least minimizing personal injuries or things like that, having to deal with totes, stacking them, destacking them manually.
Right, right. And there's obviously some serious ergonomic concerns there as well that have been addressed from what I've seen in the video as well. Very, very cool. Now, guys, in terms of industry, it seems that, you know, apparel, automotive, e-commerce, you know, it seems to be a great fit, seems to make a lot of sense. Is there an industry that's best suited for a ToteStacker?
We see a lot of applications in e-commerce. That's probably the most we do see, although we have done jobs in automotive facilities where tier one, two, or three suppliers bring in clusters for the final assembly process. In that case, those clusters are put into totes, taken to line side, then for assembly on vehicles and whatnot. So it is a broad array. It is broadening as time goes on as well.
Yeah.
Totes basically are used in handling goods that are not easily conveyable on a conveyor. So,
right.
You know, then after the assembly process or the packaging process happens, we then try and help store that efficiently.
Right. Gotcha.
Mike, there's a few other markets too that are popping up that's really interesting to us. We have inquiries in the agricultural business.
Mm-hmm.
Where totes of strawberries are coming into the field or coming from the field into the warehouse. They put it on a conveyor line. The tote is dumped or the strawberries dumped out. That tote goes through a wash cycle and then conveys around to a stacker and then back to the dock to be sent out to the fields again. The other thing that we're seeing is everybody's talking about these large retailers and their mega distribution centers, but 3PL, that's growing. Third party logistics, where there are companies specialized in distribution centers. So think of all the businesses out there that really can't afford a distribution center. They send their products to these third-party logistics, and they handle all the shipping. The other thing we're seeing is now, let's take a mega drugstore, for instance. They are supplying their stores with products. Their stores are placing orders every day with their main distribution center. Well, what they're doing now is using totes with lids. So everything goes in there, the lids are closed, a sticker gets put on it, it's strapped and shipped.
Right.
So we're seeing a lot of varying types of applications for the ToteStacker.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. And you do mention that, Jim, the 3PL industry right now, they're seeing such an amazing opportunity here to do fulfillment for so many different companies, because that's what they do. They do it so well. So why not just, you know, hand that over to somebody who can handle that for you,
exactly.
Especially with the returns as well, as you guys, I'm sure, are well familiar with that whole reverse logistics element right now is absolutely critical, but so overlooked. And totes play a major part in that as well. So guys, we talked about, you know, this is not a one size all, you know, one size fits all solution. We're going custom build here. Obviously flexibility must be, you know, top of mind when you're going into a project, mm-hmm. correct? I mean, mm-hmm. as far as, you know, where you're heading in terms of what that organization or that customer might need down the road, correct?
That is correct.
It
takes coordination.
Absolutely.
We do, and each end user does generally have their own tote that they have in their facilities. You know, and if necessary, we have some contacts and understand some tote designs essentially that would fulfill our designs and work with our customer base figure out what's needed.
So guys, we have like a couple minutes left today. So let's just talk a little bit more about some of the mechanical stuff, right? So what are the mechanical requirements that you're going to need for a system like this?
Most of the high-speed units that we provide are all electric. To reach the high speeds, we use servo motors and mm-hmm. Electric actuated conveyors and stops to position the product inside the stacker or destacker. Some of our other options have pneumatics involved as well.
Yeah.
So we do have flexibility in our standard designs to achieve what ultimately our customer base needs, and also have flexibilities on specifications of brand mm-hmm. of either servo motor or air cylinder or whatnot. So
gotcha.
We try to, you know, work with that end user and an integrator to determine what specific need and try to fit that as best we can.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, guys, we do just have a minute or two left. So let's wrap up with any suggestions. Now, a lot of folks who are out there listening to us today, really liking the idea, maybe want to make this decision, go in this direction. So what suggestions would you have for a warehouse DC manager who might be looking to take the next step towards a tote stacker? What do you suggest to them?
Well, the first thing is go to a pro, and that's the many great integrators around the country. Mm-hmm. This is what they do. They can help you solve the questions of what is your throughput need to be? And they can look into the future for growth and what speed that you will need to move your DCS into an automated situation.
Yep.
You know, here on technology, we sell to the integrators. They are our customer that are working with the end user. Now, if an end user wants to call us and has some basic questions, love to take the call. But it's the integrators, the controls people that will pull everything, thus the name integrator. They will integrate everything into a solution.
Gotcha. Well, great tip. And I'm sure folks will take that action. We appreciate it. Well, guys, we are up against it. Jim Page, Matt Kent, guys, just a great job today. And thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. And we want to thank our friends from Huron Technologies for making this happen today. Well, guys, great job. And thanks again.